It's Patrick Hutzel from Intensive Care at Home, where we provide tailor-made solutions for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies by improving their quality of life, and where we also provide tailor-made solutions to hospitals and intensive care units to save money and resources whilst providing quality care. In last week's blog, I talked about 3-year-old ventilator-dependent pre-Emmy has never gone home from intensive care. You can check out last week's episode by clicking on the link below this video. In this week's blog, I want to share another story from overseas where the existence of a service like intensive care at home could help a toddler and family in need, whilst reducing the cost of an ICU or pediatric ICU bed by more than 50%. It goes to show that most countries and most intensive care units stay behind current best and evidence-based practice, which is using a service like ours, intensive care at home, which facilitates a discharge from ICU or PICU, cut the cost of the ICU bed to less than 50%, improve the quality of life for patients and their families, and free up in-demand, expensive and precious intensive care and pediatric intensive care beds. It's in fact creating a win-win situation. So in this week's blog, I want to focus on Bring Joshua Home, funds needed for baby boy who has spent first 9 months in hospital. At 9 months old, this little boy has spent his whole life in hospital wards, but despite now being medically fit, he could still be waiting a while to come home. Joshua Kent had to be resuscitated for 9 minutes before being taken to intensive care when he was born a month early by emergency C-section last year. After an overwhelming journey, which saw their newborn transferred between hospitals in Coventry and Birmingham in the UK 3 times, his parents now have to install specialist equipment in their house and wait for the council to approve a care package before he can be brought home. They have been told it could take months. He has been diagnosed with a lung condition called bronchomalacia, which means he will need long-term ventilation support. A Just Giving page set up by their friend has already managed to raise money, more than £1,000, for the new parents in the home, that it will speed up the process. Carrie's Aubrey Kent, 32, and her partner Tom are now desperate to take their baby boy back to their home in Stoke in the UK. "It's been 9 months in total. It's been a very long time," she said. "It's been difficult. Hospital life isn't very fun, and you have good days and bad days." He is now medically fit to come home, but we need things like a specialist pushchair and equipment for the house in place before he can leave. Once he's home, he'll have nurses with him 3 or 4 nights a week, and he will need to be monitored 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The thought of being able to take him home after all this time is scary and exciting at the same time. But more exciting than scary, we can't wait. We've waited a very long time for it. Joshua spent the first 7 weeks of his life in intensive care at University Hospital Coventry and Warwickshire before being transferred to Birmingham Children's Hospital for 3 months. Whilst there, he suffered a stroke which left him partially sighted and had a catheter in his heart. After another month at Coventry, he ended up in Birmingham Children's Hospital a second time when his reliance on oxygen began creeping up, where he has been ever since. The couple have been living at the charity-funded Ronald McDonald House in Birmingham, which allows parents to stay as close to their babies as possible during their hospital stay. First-time mum Carrie's, who previously suffered 2 miscarriages before Joshua came along, said she is very grateful for the generous donations the family has received so far. "The support has been amazing. It's breathtaking that many people are behind us and wanting him to come home as much as we do. It's been very emotional for us," she added. at the time of writing the Just Giving page, had received £1,455 of its £5,000 target. The money will be used to buy a special push chair that can hold a ventilator, oxygen and suction machine, as well as a second cot for the nursery so nurses can stay overnight. I put a link below this video to the donation site and also to the original article, which was first published at the Coventry Telegraph in the UK. If you want to find out how we can help you to get your loved one out of intensive care, including palliative care or long-term acute care, also out of a nursing home, or if you find that you have insufficient support for your loved one at home on a ventilator, if you want to know how to get funding for our service, or if you have any questions, please send me an email to patrick@intensivecareathome.com or call one of the numbers on the top of the website. Also, have a look at our career section if you are an experienced intensive care nurse. We do have vacancies and we're currently hiring ICU and pediatric ICU nurses for clients in Melbourne, Sunbury and in South Gippsland, Victoria. We are an NDIS, TAC and DVA, Department of Veteran Affairs approved community service provider in Australia. We have also been part of the Royal Melbourne Health Accelerator program for innovative healthcare companies earlier this year. You may also want to have a look at our case studies. Again, we have a link on our website to our case studies. Thank you for tuning into this week's blog. This is Patrick Hutzel from Intensive Care at Home, and I'll see you again next week in another update.